Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, I'd like to talk about pancakes and possibilities. And so the first item, pancakes, means that you can attend a pancake supper on March 23rd, which supports the local 4-H program. This will be held at the Cass County Community Center next Thursday, starting at 5 o'clock, going to 7:30. Pancake Man will be serving up fresh pancakes, all you can eat, for $6. So again, that's at the community center. We'll remind you again here in a little bit. This is a fundraiser, and why is that necessary? What does it go for? Well, there is a $30 fee when youth join 4-H. That's a state regulation, rule, whatever, because there needs to be support for project materials and lots of other things. But in Cass County, and each county has the right to decide how they want to pay that, in Cass County, the 4-H Extension Council, the Cass County Extension Council and the 4-H Endowment Committee decided that they would like to pay that fee. So there is no joining fee for 4-Hers in Cass County. And you can help by attending the Pancake Supper. Now, what do you get when you attend the Pancake Supper? A couple of things. You get pancakes and some things to go with it. You get the opportunity to support young people and their activities in the community and actually outside, because it may also support some camp scholarships. And one of the fun things with any event like this, whether it's 4-H or something else, is you get the opportunity to see other folks, to visit with other folks. Maybe you get to visit with folks that, you know, you don't get to see very often. So it can be really a fun opportunity. Also, you don't have to make your own dinner and do the dishes. While you are there at the community center, there is also a silent auction. So another opportunity for you to take a look at what 4-Hers and local business supporters have donated. Never know. One year I bought a shrub that's still growing. And one year I bought a bench that's been on my deck for a long time. One year I bought some cat supplies because I'm a big cat fan. So you never know what's going to be there and what you might like to take home. So all of this is happening, as I say, March 23rd as a part of supporting the 4-H program. Looking back in 4-H, I just wanted to comment a bit on looking back in 4-H, actually a long ways, because I joined 4-H. I think maybe I was at least 12. Now, of course, you can be a 4-H member. Kids can be a 4-H member when they're in kindergarten to be the Clover Kids, and then moving on when they are in fourth grade, of course, become a part of what I'm going to call a regular club, the clubs as we know them, and on through high school. So lots of opportunities at any age in school for 4-H. So that's a big change. You know, lots of changes over time, and one of them is that you can begin 4-H at a very young age. Also, big changes, and I know some of you listening will go, oh yeah, I remember that. I was a 4-H member. I had no livestock, although that was an opportunity. But if you did that, you had to belong to a boys' club and a girls' club. That's a change. And the projects for the girls were mostly cooking, sewing, and home improvement. And each year, we studied one of those in our projects, all related to one of those, not choices among all of them, but one of those. And I think one of the advantages was sort of the in-depth approach in practice and learning lots about that one particular topic. Of course, now, not only has the area of family and consumer sciences expanded a bit, 4-Hers have the opportunity to choose basically any project that they would like to have. There's one called self-determined. So if there's a stamp collector among the group, that could be a project, whatever the interest is. So just mentioning under family and consumer sciences, of course, clothing, food, nutrition, home improvement, health, and consumer management are among those. Animals, well, you know, those are the basic ones, beef, swine, sheep. But the list is much longer than that now. Dogs, dairy goats, pets, rabbits, and veterinary science. So if you have an animal project, you don't even have to have an animal if you'd like to just do a veterinary science project. Agriculture and natural resources, you say, well, I kind of know what that is. But it does include not only crop production but also and horticulture, but also environment, sustainability, outdoor adventures, and safety and education in shooting sports. So those are some newer projects. Under science and engineering technology, talk about possibilities. This is the area where I think we've really seen so much growth being thinking about the future. You know, it's not just what's happening right now, but what's the future going to be like. So practice in aerospace, biological and chemical sciences, computers and networking, digital storytelling, earth and climate, geospatial mapping, and robotics. Those are some specific areas, but again, it's wide open. And I know that you've heard a number of 4-H people and others talk about, actually it's in the news a lot, related to STEM. And those are projects in science, technology, engineering, and math. The door is open. Now, another area that is actually kind of new, and part of it was developed when I was working in Extension and got really excited about helping develop that project, and that's the area of creative arts. Creative arts includes music, photography, and visual arts. So lots of opportunities there for creativity in a number of ways. This project was developed, actually, as I say, when I was working in Extension, because youth were doing a lot of craft projects that didn't have much meaning, just kind of gluing things together, using resources, not really having a goal of what was going to be an outcome. And so with some guidance from the visual arts project, I think we got into a lot more of meaning to those learning about creativity and what the results were going to be. So that's in the whole big area, one of the newer project areas. Okay, and then finally, personal development, another area of projects, and that's citizenship, communication, leadership, and self-determined. And as I mentioned earlier, self-determined is kind of whatever area a person might like to develop. Great opportunities for being very individualistic and then sharing that with other people to know, tell what you've learned. Now, those areas, I think citizenship, communication, leadership can also be developed not only by project, but just by being a member. As with many youth organizations, those are kind of basics. Those are what youth organizations are built on in terms of being a good citizen, adding to the community, being a good leader, learning how to be a leader. Those are really basics for many youth organizations and a really important way in a smaller group for youth to practice some of those things and learn those skills. You know, I think if you ask many adults what's one of the biggest fears in their life, it's getting up and talking in front of a group. Well, 4-H lets you start small and gives you lots of experience for that practice. You may still get a little nervous, but, you know, all of that practice and experience really pays off. So, as a community person, somebody who lives in Cass County or outside of Cass County, you can plan to come to the Pancake Supper on Thursday, March 23rd at the Cass County Community Center from 5 to 7:30. Help support the youth in the 4-H program. Have something good to eat and see some friends and feel good about the whole evening. Well, 4-H is green, and since it's St. Patrick's Day, that's pretty green too. Here's a St. Patrick's Day or Irish blessing. May your pockets be heavy and your heart be light. May good luck pursue you each morning and night.